Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Menachos Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara begins with a discussion in regard to the Brais of Rabbi Yechiel, which is mentioned that Daf Pei Amebeis a Toidish in his Arab Betmurasa Umeisa Achas Mehen, and one dies Chaverta Ein LaTakona, as the Gemara explained, because if it's a Toida, it has to be brought with Lechem. If it's a Tmura, it has to be brought without Lechem. Therefore, since it's a Safik, therefore, Ein Latakona. The Gemara suggests, until the Mishnah, a number of suggestions how one could possibly bring, be Misak in this carbon Toida. And the Gemara on the bottom of a Pehim and Beis, Amar Levi the Rebbe suggests, V'laisi Behemah V'lechem, that one should bring a Behemah with Lechem, and let him say, if the one that remains is a Tmura, this should be a new carbon Toida with its Lechem, and if the one that remains is a Toida, this should be its lechem, and the remaining animal should be brought as a moisa toida. On that, Rabbi responded, "Amalekim, medumani she'en le'imoich b'kot kadoi, v'chim afrish en tchila le'moisreis, k'mon mi mafrish mitchila for a moiser." The Sasemis is bothered that what was Levi's havmina, that how could one be mafrish mitchila to be a moiser? A moiser is always an extra, or something that remains. How could be mafrish mitchila for a moiser? Which is seen from the Rabbi's lashon, he responded so sharply, "K'medumani she'en le'imoich b'kot kadoi." And Agavurcha, this is one of the places in Chuvas Chavetz Yor, in Sum Kufnan Beis, which is quoted at the end of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. He says that this will be fine many times in Shas. The Chacham spoke sometimes using a very strong language. So what's the Pshat? So he explains that since Levi was a Talmud of Rebbe, and Rebbe understood that if Levi asked such a question and he was bali day toys, is because he wasn't using his full koiches to me'ayim properly into the sugya. And therefore, if he responded sharply to me, Mizarizim, to look properly into the sugya, to come out with the correct pshat. And he says from here, the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Hey, learned that the Halacha, that Shechayev Rav Lichis Al Tamidov, Imroyish and Misrashlim, if they see that it'd be Misrashlim, not putting their full strength into understanding pshat, and therefore not learning right pshat, they're allowed to show an anger to them, to Mizarizim, to learn right pshat. So be that as it may, the question remains, what was Levi's havamina? So the Sfasema suggests that what Levi meant to say was that Laisi Behemah V'lechem meant that one should separate enough money to purchase a Behemah V'lechem and leave over extra money to have in that separation of money, enough money to purchase an additional animal. And with that animal is we'll make the Tanai in regard to our animal, which is a Safik. That if the animal that remains was a toida, then this should be the moiser, which truly it is a moiser. And if the animal that remained behind was a tmura, then this animal should be, I understand it means to be a marba toidus, and that will have a carbon with its own lechem. And on that Rabbi responded, v'chim afrish en tchila moisers, that one is not allowed l'chatchila to separate money then in order to have a moiser, to have extra money left over to bring a korban as a moiser without lechem. That one is not allowed. The Dvar Shol in his Sefer in Tmura, Simen Mem Tes, Oiz Gimel, suggests another pshat, that perhaps Levi meant that over here, where our animal has a suffix, if it has a chiv lechem or not, Levi held that one could be mafrish or moiser lechatchilo. Which we can explain this better with a question that the Stipend Kilos Yaakov in Nazir Simon Zayin Ois Aleph has. When the Gemara is said by now Sugya v'chim afrish en tchila le'moisis, does that mean that it's impossible? There's no such thing as being mafrish a mitchila for a moiser. A moiser has to be what remains behind, and if it is to be mitchila, that's going to have a shem ikur toido. Oidoma, it just means it could be b'di'evet is chal a shem moiser. Just means one is not allowed l'chatchila to be mafish a carbon l'shem moiser. That's a suffix. So we understand that there's a tzad that it could be possible to be mafish l'shem moiser, just as not l'chatchila. So then, as we can understand, Levi had at least a havamino that b'makom there is a suffix in our gemara. But he wants to be sacking the carbon. One he allowed one to be mafish l'shem moiser even l'chatchila. And that Rebbe responded that either that he means the l'chatchila one is not allowed to do it, even in this case. Like we said, the other pshat, that one is not, it's not chal, there's no such thing as bimafish tchila l'moises. Which I can suggest, in the Lashem, the Rashi, Ksav Yad, he's mashavach imafish and tchila l'moises, halo mitzinu moises, we don't find a moiser only by a vlad, or by if it's kainas kaper, and what remained by the case of chalipin, smash it, there's no such thing as a meiser metchilo. A meiser is always what remains. The Gemara continues with another suggestion. Yosef Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marzel, Kameder of Nachman, v'Yosef v'Komar, v'Laisi behema v'Lechem. He has another suggestion to bring a behema v'Lechem v'Leimo, yihach de kaimo t'murahi. The one that remains is a t'muro ha-toide v'halachmo. This is a new toide with its lechem. Yihach de kaimo toide hi ha-lachmo v'ha-tahavi t'muro. This will be the lechem of that carbon, the original carbon, and this will be a t'muro. And then the Gemara answered, "Amalei oni mori arbon mekasvi v'kosher." He gets malchus, means he's allowed to do tamura v'kosher, and this is proper to do tamura. So again, the question is, what was the havim, you know, that one should be allowed to bring a carbon and make a tamura? There's a laugh. So to this, the Ar Sameach in the Milurim to the Rambam in Hilton Saif Tamura Perak Dalad Halach Yid Gimel wants to explain with the Rambam's explanation of the time of the Isser Tamura. Is because the Torah knew that a person was is chos al ha-moinoi, and therefore, if he was, even after he was makdash an animal, he might be, have charoto and want to be machlefit with an animal that is not such a good animal, in order to get his own animal back. So therefore the Gemara said, the Pasuk said rather, that you can't be moitzi the original animal from its kedusha. And the Rambam says even further, and if we would allow even to be machlef a ra biyofa, one might really be machlif, one that's good and some one that's bad. The yoimer toivu, and I'll say it's toiv again because it's chasam amayne. So therefore, the fikach chasam akosuv. The Torah said, bechol oifen, one cannot make a tmura. So we see that the tam of tmura is that one shouldn't be moitzi hektish from what's roi to go lehektish, and therefore the Torah said there's is a tmura. So therefore, it suggests our sameach. That in our sugya, with this carbon toida is in any event is not going to mizbeach. You can't be makivit because it's stuck. It's ein latakana. And therefore, as the Rambam says in Perikid Beis Psul Mekdashim Alochi Yid Gimel, the din is it's going to be tira. You're going to have to send it to pasture till it gets a mum, and you won't be able to be makivit. So here in this case, perhaps there will be no issa tamura because anyway you're not being moitzi hektish from its akrova. Because either way, it's not going to have the akrova. Therefore, that was the havmina, you know, the one should be allowed to make a tamura. And on this tamura says, no, still, even in this case, there's a lav. The chazanish in tamura and simulam and gimel, sivkot and zayin suggests a different shat, in a similar vein, that over here, where it's coming, lesakin and sakotchim, here, perhaps the Torah, the havmina held, was no iser to be maimer. When it's for your own benefit, that'll be an iser, but it's lesakin and kotchim, here the Torah allowed to want to be Meimer. And on that again, the Gemara said, that Tumur is also b'chaloifen and there's never a heter. The Chazanish over there points out another ha'ara, that from this Gemara, which is suggested that the Eitz was to be mafresh another animal, and say that if the one that remains is a Toido, this will be its Lechem, v'ha tahavi Tumura, and this will be a Tumura, and therefore you'll be makavit without Lechem. So he says from this would be a kasha on the Rambam, which we discussed in the previous year in Perches, in Perkid Beis, Sul Mekdashim, Halacha Ches, which says that at Tumuras, Toidas Nedova, the sheet of the Rambam is that you bring it with Lechem. It's considered a marbe betoido. And therefore it always needs Lechem. From this Gemara we see that if one is mafish, a Tumura, here we're discussing a Nedova, and it was one is mafish, a Tumura of a Toidas Nedova, the Halacha is, it does not require Lechem. How does this stim with the Rambam? So the Chazanish wants to suggest that perhaps when did the Rambam say that Tumuras Toidas Nadova is considered a Marba B'Toida and reads Lechem? That's in a normal circumstance where one has the carbon Nadova, the Toida. So then, since a Nadova never has a Chrayis, so being, if you mafresh a Toida, that will always be considered a Marba B'Toida because it's not in any way helping out the original Toida. It's not being brought as an achrayis for that Toido, because there is no achrayis on a nedova. So therefore the extra carbon that you mafish is just an additional Toido. And it's like, therefore it has a din of an ikar Toido, and the Rambam holds, it'll be brought with lechem. However, in our case, where the first Toido has no means of being makavit, it's stuck, it's ein latakona, so here I need the second carbon in order to allow the first carbon to have akrova. So here I could say, yet the Rambam would agree that a Tumura has Toidus Sedova in this case, which is allowing the first carbon to enable to have its Hakrova, here the Tumura will be considered like an Achrayis for the first carbon, and we'll have the same din like a Tumura has Toidus Chayva, which is brought La'achrayis, that if it's brought after the Hakrova of the Ikra Toida, has been a Moisa Toida and is brought without Lechem. The Gemara continues, Rav Ilo Cholash Ol L'Gabei Abai V'Rabonon V'Yasvi V'Ka'amri. Im Isl de Rabbi Yechanon, if you hold like Rabbi Yechanon, the Omer Chutz L'Choyim Esazar Kodosh, Laisi Lechem V'Loisi Chutz L'Choyim Esazar. They had an Eitzah, which is coming off the Gemara earlier of L'Meidin L'Fnei Rabbi, which said, on Payam and Bayis, he asked, let us bring Lechem, and to say, if the one that's Kaim is a Toido, this should be its Lechem. If it's not, it should go L'Chulin. So that Rabbi answered, V'chim Achnis and Chulin L'Azara. So here they continue, they said, we have an Eitzah. Leave the lechem outside the azar. If you hold like a biyechnon, it's a further machloek. It's a biyechnon meishlagash and ayin chesam and beis. If the shchitas azevach can only be mekadesh the lechem in the azar, that's what meishlagash held. And a biyechnon held even if it's outside the azar. If the mechayim is beis pagi, it's also enough. So they ask, you have an eitzo, say put the lechem there, and be, if it's a toida, this will be its lechem. If not, it will go lechulin, and there's no issue of chulin lazar because it's outside the azar. And that the Gemara answered that Bashun the Ika Arba Lohanif, because the Trumas Lach Vitoida needs Tanufa. Hechi Levit Limfinu Levroi, to do the Tanufa outside the Azara, Lefnei Hashem Ksiv, the Tanufa has to be in the Azara. Gavoi Kamayel Chulin La Azara, to bring it inside, then again we have the issue of being Machnes Chulin La Azara. Rashi and Tab explained, what's this weird, this Tanufa of the Arba Lachomim? Rashi explained, is it Tzarech Lanifa Ba Azara, Bimokim Shemein of Abasar? In the place that you may if the basar, like Rashi quotes, that b'chol mokim etzino halechem lemaylo, the Gemara in Daf Samach Beis and Aleph says that whenever you may if the lechem, it's lemaylo on top of the basar. And Rashi in Xaviad, also in the first pshat, mentions the same idea, the oisin dalen hen acholos lekoyin te'unin t'nufa im chaz v'shoik, ni t'nufa with the chaz v'shoik. The Rashash and Aftzadi Dalid quotes the Rambam in Perek Tes, Maishta Kabonis, Halocha Zayin, who says, that the carbon toido, lekeach min halechem abo ima echen me'asoro, it says that the tnufa has to be done with the basar. And he mentions, so like the Rashi on that Fayal of Al-Sugyo also says this as well. He says, this that we know, that the lach mitoyda needs tnufa, that's before Shin Al-Sugyo and Al-Fayal. But this that the Rambam and Rashi both mention that it has to be done, the tnufa, with the basar, he says, I don't have a makar for that in Shas. And more, he says, the Gemara and after Zvava min Aleph, is mashma that the tenufa does not have to be done together. The Gemara is being mechalik between toido and kivsi atzeres, and says toido mishum deleihuske kuzel lezeh betenufa does not need tenufa together with its lechem, as opposed to kivsi atzeres, which does need tenufa with the shteil lechem. So it's mashma that you don't do the tenufa together, not like the Rambam and Rashi. So on this, the Rashash says they have to say for the sheet of the Rambam and Rashi, that the Gemara and after Zav just means that it's different than Kivsi Atzeres that needs Tanufa together Mechayim. While the Kivsi Atzeres are alive. Mashen Kein Toido is not done Mechayim. There the Tanufa is only done with its Lachomim only after the Shechita. But you have to say that the Tanufa has to be done together. But he says, well, where's the Makar for the Rambam and Rashi that the Tanufa done with Basar? So he says, you have to say it comes from the Gemara which Rashi quoted of Samach Beizam and Aleph. That kol mokim sheish lechem, lechem lemailo. That whenever you have lechem, its lechem is always lemailo. The tenufas lechem, the lechem is lemailo above, over the basar and done tenufa together with the basar. And from there we learn toido from nazir that the lechem has to be done a tenufa together with the basar. But what remains shver is why is it negeya for Rashi to mention in our sugya that the tenufas lechem was done with the basar. The point of Asogi is just to tell us that since the lechem needs tenufa and tenufa has to be done the azara, therefore we don't have the eitzah. We don't have the gemara's eitzah. So in Shuri of David Salvechik wants to suggest, I'll be the next Rashi in Dibur Masel of Ne'ashem. Ksev Rashi says, "Where does it say of Ne'ashem b'shlamim? V'toydi b'chlal shlamim." So he understands that from here, that's mashma that only the lechem itzar atzmoi does not require tenufa of ne'ashem. The din tenufa is in basar shlom, and toida, which is the carbon toida, zevach toida, is included in shlom, so that also needs to be of ne'ashem. So therefore, the lechem, technically speaking, could have been done outside the azara. It's just since the lechem has to be done to a tenufa together with the basar, memela, its tenufa has to be done of ne'ashem. But he is bothered. He says the pashtus is l'fnei Hashem is going on all dinei tenufa, that all tenufas have to be done by Azara. So I saw another suggestion from the Inshiri of Yechiel Michel Feinstein. They want to suggest that it's choluk the l'fnei Hashem of lechem and the l'fnei Hashem of the basa toido. Meaning that the lechem, which its din is only a din achilo, which is done by Yishalayim, it doesn't have a din akrovo, so its mechitzes, its the definition of l'fnei Hashem is by Yishalayim. Like he says, we find Ma'isa Sheini, there the pasuk also says l'fnei Hashem, and there the l'fnei Hashem is defined as Yishalayim. So he says, for the lechem, possibly the l'fnei Hashem would only be required to be in Yishalayim. But since the basa toido, which is the hakrovas hakorban, and that its mechitza is ba'azara, so it's the lefnei Hashem is defined as ba'azara. So there, it will come out that the lechem mitzad atzmoi, it's kima tenufa technically could be done outside ha'azara. It's only since that it has to be done, the tenufa has to be done together with the basar, and the basar's lefnei Hashem is mechayiv to be done ba'azara, therefore, the lechem has to also be done ba'azara. And that's what Rashi had to tell us, that the lechem here has to be done with the basar, and therefore it requires to have a tenufa ba'azara lefnei Hashem together with the basar. The Gemara continues with another question, maskevler of Shishabrei Davidi, im isel de chizkiya, if you hold like chizkiya the omar kitchu abor mitaych shmoinim, this referring to the machlekes chizkiya and abyechanon of ein chesem and beis, if one is shochad a toida al shmoinim chalis, so if chizkiya held that 40 out of the 80 will become kaddish, abyechan held non a kaddish, so the Gemara says, eitz a laisi behema of a laisi shmoinim bado, bring a behema with 80 chalis, and say if the one that remains is a toida, then this behemoth is also a toida, and these are the 80 chalas. And if the one that's remained a suffix was a tmura, then this is one toida, and a mekadesh 40 out of the 80 chalas. So the machlokes Rashi and Tois had to learn pshat the Gemara's kasha. Rashi on top learns that the Gemara means that I should only bring in 8 chalas, and the remaining chalas were left outside. And we're going with the sheet of Rabbi Yechin that we mentioned earlier that holds giving mekadesh the lechem chutz la'azara. The problem only was with the tenufa has to be done b'fnim. So we bring 8 chalas b'fnim. And then, manashach, if these are all chumas lachwi toida, so then everything is good. And if only 40 chalas are really lachwi toida, then I still don't have an issue of chulim ba'azara, because these 8, 4 will be chumas lachwi toida, and the other 4 will be part of the remaining lachwi toida of the 40. However, Tosis and Rashi and Xaviyad are chaylik, and they understand that the Gemara means Yemachnis all 80 chalas ba'azara. And why is there no issue of chulim ba'azara? Perhaps only 40 are kaddish and the other 40 are chulin. So Tosis explains, and Rashi and Xaviyad, that since he means, like the Gemara explained earlier from Chizkiya, la'achrayis kamechavin, that when you mekadesh 40 out of 80, which means bistama, you mekadesh these 80, 40 will become kaddish for lachmi toida, and the other 40 will have be an achrayis to be a replacement for those other 40 of lachmi toida. So Tosfos explains here you don't have an issue of bimayil chun la'azara. Why? Because since it's a tzayich for the carbon, even the other 40, even if they're not the actual lachmi toida, but being an achrayis for the lachmi toida makes it a tzayich for the carbon. On that, there's no issue of bimachnis chun la'azara. And Tosfos proves this from a Gemara in the Pesachim of Samech Vav Amud Beis, which says that Hillel Hazaken, his anhaga was, he used to be machnis his behemoth chulin ba'azara, and in the ba'azara he was makdashid, v'saymechale v'shoichta. And there he was makdashid ba'azara, and that's what he did, the smicha and shechta the carbon there. So Tosfos says, asks, how was he able to be machnis the carbon ba'azara? It must be, because since he was, since the knisa of the behema was letzayrich the carbon, there's no issue of bimachnas chulim ba'azor. However, the Mishle Melech in Perek Beis Hilchos Shechita Halacha Gimel asks that this Tosis seems to be a stira to Tosis earlier in that payment base. Tosis in the Bamaskel v'chimachnis in chul ba'azor says a shita that he quotes in many places in Pesachim Samech Vav in Babasa Pei Aleph Chulin Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, that the iser to be machnis chulin ba'azara is only when one does with a chulin ke'en avoida. Then there's an iser. However, just to bring chulin ba'azara without doing any of ma'is avoida with it, there's no iser. And he proves this from number one, how could one wear this, his big day choyl into the azara? And also, he brings a raya from this Gemara in Pesachim Samech Vav, that here Hillel was machnis his chulin into the Azara, and then afterwards he was machnis it. How is he allowed to do that? It must be that since he didn't do any avoida when he brought this into the Azara, there was no Isser. So, effect the Mishnah Melech, this contradicts Toisus Ayos and Pei Aleph, who says he proves from this case of Hillel that really there should be an Isser of Bimachdis Chulim Azara. And the only reason why there's no Isser is only since it was Letzayuch the carbon, therefore there's no Isser. How does that, that's a Chayyah Astira to the Toysis early in that payment base? So Mishnah Melech answers that Toysis was coming to address according to Shitas Rashi. Rashi in Tmura on Chav Gimel, Amen Aleph, which is also quoted by Toysis early on Menachis, Chav Aleph Amen Beis, his Shitas is not like Toysis. He holds that the Isser to be Machlis Chulim Ba'azara is Bechol Oifen. And Mishnah Melech also points out, this is Mashva over there in the Shita Sarambam, over there in Hilchas Shechita, like Rashi. And Rashi says that the Gemara's Marbe, to be, that one could eat, that the Kehanim were able to eat Chulin in order to eat Kachim Ala Saiva. So Rashi over there in Tumura asks, how could they eat the Chulin that can't be Machlis by Azara? So Rashi says, Ein Echanami, they ate the Chulin outside the Azara, and only afterwards and when they ate the Kachim by Azara. So Toises was addressing Shita's Rashi, And Mishnah Melech explains he's referring to the Rashi in our sugya, the Rashi on tap that said that you're only able to machnis the eight lechomim into the azara. The other, because those are like Rashi explained, a manushach can end up being kachim, but it seems that all of the other chalas were not able to be brought into the azara. On that, Taisus asks that why do you say that you can't be machnis the other lechomim because it's chulim ba azara? Taisus says, but you agree that the case of Hillel who is machnis chulim ba azara. Well, how is he allowed to do that? It must be, because there's Letzayach carbon. So I prove from there that even the Yush, I have to agree that when it's Letzayach carbon, it's mutter to be Machlis Chulim Ba'Azara. So why do you have to be Doichik and make and say that though you can only be Machlis the eight Lachamim, you should be able to Machlis all the Lachamim, since it's brought as an Achrayis and Letzayach carbon, which is also Heter to be Machlis Chulim Ba'Azara. However, Toysen himself holds the case of Chuv Hillel doesn't need it, they say the Steretz, and that's mutter like his old side, because it's not Ke'en HaKrova. But Toises remains with his Shita, that if it's Letzayuch carbon, it should be enough to be Matir Chulim Ba'Azara. To summarize, the Gemara's Kasha was based on Machlokes Rashi and Toises had to understand the Havan and the Gemara. Was the Pshat just being an eight Chalis, and obviously Rashi held the Eitzah that is done Letzayuch carbon, still not Matir Chulim Ba'Azara, therefore you can only be Machnis those eight. And Toysus argues and he holds that since when it's Letzayuch carbon, it's permitted to be Machnis Chulim Ba'Azara, and therefore you'd be able to be Machnis all 80 Chalas into the Azara. However, the Taras HaKodesh is bothered, that Toysus explained why it wasn't necessary to Mefarish like Rashi. He held you could be Machnis all 80 Chalas into the Azara. But was there a reason to say that he couldn't have learned like Rashi? He explains further, because Toysus in the beginning had a kasha when the Gemara asked, Im Isol de Chizkiyah, if you hold like Chizkiyah, you have an Eitzah, being Mikadish Arboim Mitoich Shmeinim. Toys is bothered, the Gemara early in Chesem and Beis mentioned that even Rabbi Yochanan, who argued on Chizkiyah, that's only when you just Mikadish at Stam. But if you said, Likadshu Arboim Mitoich Shmeinim, he agrees that only 40 of the 80 Chalas will become Kaddish. So why did the Gemara have to say, Im Isla de Chizkiyah? Even if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, you could also have this Eitzah of bringing 80 Chalas and speaking out, I mean, Mekadish Arboim Mitoich Shmoinim. So Toysus answered that, and this is, it's unclear how to read it into the Toysus, but this is how the Tzayin Kodshim and the Birch Zevach and Karen Oira and the Oila Shleimer speaks it out the most specifically in Toysus, that the Gemara means to answer, why the Gemara picked only Chizkiyah, was that according to Chizkiyah, when you makdish it stam, like the Gemara explained earlier, that's where the machlokes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan is. So you makdish it stam, then the halacha is 40 become kadosh, and the other 40 will be lachrayis. And in that case, Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, no, only if you makdish it stam, we say the karm gadol lechavin, and therefore nothing is kadosh. The only case 40 will be kadosh is when you spoke out lekatchu aboy mitoich shmoinim. Then 40 are kadosh, and the other 40 are not lachrayis, they're lechulin. So therefore, Toysus, since he understood that the only way to be matter all 80 into the Azara is only if it's Lachrayis, so we have to say, only according to Chizkiyah. And we're talking that you makdish it stam, and then all 80 will become Kaddish, and that will be matter all 80 to go into the Azara, because even the other 40 are done Lachrayis. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you makdish only 40, the other 40 is just going to be regular chulin, and therefore he won't be permitted to bring it into Nazar. So the Taras HaKadosh asks, that only explains, if you go with Toysis Cheshman, that the only way to allow us to be machlis chul nazaro is if it's lachrayis, and that's a tzerich carbon, so that's why it's mutter. But Rashi had a different etza. Even though Toys said it's alchinam, he didn't have to say Rashi's pshat, but Rashi had an etza. We can be machlis only 8 into nazaro for tenufa, and the rest we can leave outside, and we'll make sure that those 8 will manav shach be part of the lachmi toido. And therefore, that should work, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. So why, is, again, we could still ask the Gemara's kasha according to Rabbi Yochanan, and learn the Gemara like Rashi. So on this, the Taras HaKadosh answers that Tois is l'shitosei. And that in Chesem and Beis, in the Memasu l'kasha abar mitoich shmoinim, Tois explained that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't hold the Breira, though you'll have to be mafish 44 out of the 80 chalas to do Trumas Lach Vitoide. You have to do Tnuf on all, 44 means 11 from each min. Why? Because since you're not sure, it's a Suffolk Chulin, Suffolk Kodesh, we're not sure, and Ein Breira, so we don't know which Chalas are the ones of Chulin. So the only way to ensure that you're for sure doing Tnufa on the right, on what's really Lachmi Toida, is if you make sure you have 11. So then, Maman of Shach, you have at least one from what's Lachmi Toida. So if that's the case, so Diva, says the Taras HaKodesh, we can't have an Eitzah to learn like Rashi. Tosis couldn't learn like Rashi, because you can't be machlis only, do Tnufa on only 8. You have to do Tnufa on 11 from each min, which is 44. Since that's not an Eitzah, because 44, you'll definitely be machlis chun lazara, therefore that wouldn't be an Eitzah like Rashi. The only Eitzah would be to learn as like Achrayis, and therefore Tosis had to learn different than Rashi. And I in the Karnoira, he says this idea also on Pshat and Tosis, and that's understood very well why Tosis could not have learned like Rashi. One more point that what we mentioned from Shitas Tosis and Rashi and Ksaviyad, that what's matter the Chulim Ba'azara by Lekachu Abor Mitoich Shmoinim is because since it's Lachrayis, and that's a Tzorich Korban, for that's the reason why one could bring even the other 40, which is Lachrayis, into the Azara. If you look at Rashi and Ksaviyad, in Dibbe Maskel, Lekachu Abor Mitoich Shmoinim, it's a little bit unclear how to read the Rashi. Rashi seems to give almost 2 terutzim why it's been permitted to bring all 80 into the Azara. He starts off, he says, that Chizkia, the Hochyam Chizkia Le'el Achrayis Kamechavin, V'amafish Shnei Kabonis Lachrayis, Shneim Kadoshim, they're both Kadosh. V'achanami Kulu Shmoinim Kachi, Imatoida, all 80 are Kadosh. And then he concludes, which is, like Tosis really seems to be quoting from this Rashi, that it's not called Chulim Azara, because since it's a Tzayrach of the Karbin, and like Tois, that Raya, Tois, where we mentioned from Hillel, that he brought a Chulna Azara and he was Makdashit, and when it's a Tzayach Karbon, you see that's also not Chulna Azara. So it seems like Posech Bechad, that the Svarah is that both Kaddish when it's Lachrayis, and when it's, he ends off, the Svarah, that, because it's a Tzayach Karbon, therefore it's not considered Chulna Azara. What is the Kavan in Rashi? So I think we can explain, I saw a Ha'ara in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, that he questioned that we, Tosis mentioned, and we said from Rashi, that what's the reason why when something's brought lachrayis, it's not chulin lazara? Because it's a tzayach carbon. Which means we're saying really it's chulin. But since it's a tzayach for the carbon, that's not an issue of chulin lazara. So he questions that we mentioned earlier on the previous year, on the Afpei, and Tosis dibe masl, hivishlecha Tosis, we mentioned the Yisoyif and the Biskarov, that the kedusha lachrayis is not a kedusha al tanai, it's a safik chulin, a safik kachim. It's not a kedusha al tanai. Rather, kedusha lachrayis is a new kedusha saguf lachrayis. It's a vade kedusha, but what type of kedusha? A kedusha lachrayis. So he asked that it seems from Rashi and Tosis, who seem to come up with a new svara, why it's permitted to machnis the extra 40 lacham which are lachrayis, because even though it's chulin, it's a tzayach carbon, seems to be not like this yisoid. Rather, it's a safi chulin. And the only reason why it's mutter is because it's a tzayrach carbon. That doesn't seem to agree with the yisoid of the Biskarov. So he says, we must say, and Rashi and Tosis here seem to not go with the yisoid of the Biskarov. Rather, Kedush Lachrayis is a Safik Chulin, Safik Kedushim. However, it seems that I saw in the new Shas from the Oiz V'Hodor, in the Ksaviyar HaSholim, they have the Metzayan, that there seems to be two, this Rashi itself is two different Rashis. and they have this in parentheses, the first part of Rashi, which you mentioned, seems to be a steer to the end of Rashi, it's really two different Rashis. And it seems to be two pshatim. And one pshat Rashi is answering, why is Shmoinim mutter? Because Shneim Kedoshim. Which means to say that it's not chulin. Since it's lachrayis, this very yisoy, then it's lachrayis, it's a vade kedusha, which is kedusha saguf lachrayis. And that's why it's not chulin azara. And they put that in parentheses. And then afterwards, hilkach, lech in the mifrach, that's a different Rashi. And their Rashi is answering with the other yisoy, that really it's not chulin. Rather, I'd say it's not kachim, it's a safik chul and safik kachim. And why is it permitted? Because it's letzayuch carbon. So it seems, if we go with this, that Rashi Gufa had the safik in the pshat and kedushas aguf lachrayis. Is it a safik chul and safik kachim? Or it's a vadei de kedushas aguf lachrayis, like the Briskerov explained. Continuing on to the Gemara's teretz, the Gemara said, why is this eitzah of chiske not eitzah? Gemara says, we shouldn't come in mayid ba'achilo de arboim u de arbo. Which we'll see, it's two gear sois. So Rashi, on the top, has three pshatim to explain the Gemara. Number one, he says, and the Choknosan says that the first two pshatim you have to be goyers ba'achilu da'arbo, which means that the Rashi explained that you mafish eight chalis you brought into the Azara for Safik Chumba. So there he says the Kohen will only eat four of them, and the other four, he won't be choishish to eat it. Why? Because he thinks it's not really Chumas lachmitoida, it's rather regular lachmitoida, which is eaten by the Bailam, and therefore he won't eat it. He'll end up being Bali Day Noiser, and me Bali Day Hefsid, at least the Day Sreifa. That's what it means, Mimai Der Achilo. The second shot was similar to this, that, again, the Kohen, not that he won't be interested in eating it, rather, since the Achilos Kohanim has a very limited market, it's only eaten by Lenesheim, Levneim, Lavdeim, and therefore, those other four Chalas, since if we have to say those extra suffix for chalas, whether it's a suffix, which is now a suffix chumas lachmitoida, suffix lachmitoida, can only eat them by the kohanim. So it ended up being, he might know we find enough kohanim and family to eat those extra chalas. And comes out, you'll be end up being sayer of those chalas, shalikadin, because it really should have been eaten by the bailim, and you ended up burning it shalikadin. And the third shot he says, is that the Torah about ma'id ba'achila de arboim, that maybe the other 40 were not kaddish at all. And you won't end up eating it, and therefore you'll end up burning kachim, which is nicer, misafik kachim nicer, you'll have to burn it. And you'll be over an isser about tashchis. Now Rashi in the first pshat, when he mentioned that the reason why there might be the extra four chalas will be avudim, will be lost, is because the kohen won't bother himself to eating those other four, because he'll think four of them are lachmitoida, the other four might really belong to the bailim, and therefore he won't eat it. So Rashi asked, earlier in the Gemara, in the first part, when the Gemara asked the maiden of Nei Rebbe that we should bring lechem and make a tanai, if it's a toide, if this is the lachmi toide, if not, it should go lechulin. So the other Gemara answered, v'chi machnisen chulin la'azoro. So Rashi asks, why don't we answer over there also that kememayid ba'chilo darbo, since it's a suffix, if this is lachmi toide or not, chumas lachmi toide or not, therefore the kohen won't eat it, and we never those four chalas. So there Rashi says that you can't say, over there, hasam leka, because over there is only 40 chalas, Maman of Shach, he has to be mafresh dal the truma. Mashenkin over here now is sugya, with his two chalas, he has to be mafresh two sets of lachmi toido. Then, since there's an extra 40 which might be shalei letzarech, so there, the kohen won't eat it. So the shlem is bothered, and just in pshat, that over there also in the first Gemara, it's the same thing, since there's also a suffix on those lachamim. And whenever there's a suffix, we're saying if it's a suffix, if it's chumas lachmitoida or not, the kohen refrains from eating it. So in the first Gemara, we should also say that when it's a suffix, the kohen will be refrained from eating it, and therefore it'll be never those four chalas. So the Shlomi wants to explain that the Kavanah of Rashi means that over here in the first Gemara, we only mafish 40 chalas. It looks like a regular toida. When it looks like a regular toida, then the kohen, even though he's aware it might be a suffix, he'll eat those lachamim. Ashenkin Awasugyo, he sees you're bringing in eight chalas for chumas, for one toida. You're bringing in eight chalas, so he realizes this is a suffix, and therefore he won't bother himself to eat the extra chalas, he'll only eat the four that he for sure has to eat, and the other four, which he sees the suffix, he won't bother eating. I saw another pshat that perhaps he could say in Rashi, that Rashi him means that this, that the kohen won't eat it, is not just because it's just difficult for him to eat, he won't eat it. Rather, because since there's a mitzvah, when it's the lachmi toido, with shittas Rashi and Psachim daf Nentesam and Aleph is mavur, that there's a mitzvah on the bailim to eat his chelik of the korban, what belongs to him. So since it's a, but if it's only lach, if it's regular lach mitoida and not shuas lach mitoida, that part belongs to the ma'ilim. So therefore the kohen will refrain from eating it because it's, he doesn't want to be memayit from the mitzvah of the ma'ilim. So now you have in our case where the eight chalas, the extra four are suffic, if it's shumas lach mitoida, suffic lach mitoida. So that'd be a reason for the kohen not to eat it. Mashang in the first sugya, the only reason he won't eat it, it's a suffic if it's chulin or kachim. So since it's a suffic, there, he's not taking away from the chelik of the ba'ilim, so there, he'll definitely will eat it. I was just thinking, just in the lashon of the Rashi, perhaps you could say it. It's a little bit mashma that the koyin, ein le koyin lechel kimar bamen, the koyin only has a din to eat four, and the other four, he won't eat it. Something refraining him from eating it. But in the lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom, where he says this pshat of Rashi, he speaks out, the kain ain't roitz a lechel mehen ella arba, the savar shema ain't ella toida achas, he thinks there's only one toida, but ain't a chayiv lechel ella arba. He's only required to eat four, so he won't eat more than he's required. It sounds like the reason he's not eating the extra ones, because he's not going to bother eating more than he's required to eat. So if you go like that, you'll have to say like the illus shleimus pshat. Another ara on the teretz of the Gemara is that the Karanoira asks that Rashi learned pshat that memai bechila de arba, is because Rashi learned that the, as I mentioned earlier, Machlokes Rashi and Tosis had to learn Pshat in the Gemara. The Rashi learned the Machlis 8 in Trazara, and those 8 are Mamanoshach going to be Kaddish because it will make it either Lach Mitoid, Chumas Lach Mitoid, and if not Chumas Lach Mitoid, at least it'll be Lach Mitoid. So then we understand Kamei Bechila Darbo, because if you won't eat, if the Kohen won't eat it, either because he won't bother to eat it, or we won't find enough people to eat it, enough Kohenim, family of the Kohenim to eat it. So end up being barley day sreifa shalekadin. And be mafsid kachim shalekadin. But he says, Toysis, healer pshat, that you machnis all 8 into the Azorah. Because it was lachrayis, and that since it's a tzarech carbon, it's mutter to be machnis all of them into the Azorah. So according to Toysis, the suffix, when you mafish, you bring all 8 into the Azorah, and you'll be make 2 chumas of lach mitoida. So the suffix of the other 4, which are suffix, of those other 4 is a suffix if it's kadosh as trumas lach mitoido or it's chulin. So, therefore, ask the Karen Neira, why am I concerned that he might be memayid in the achil of those 4? On the tzad, there's only one toido, so the other chalas are just chulin, so he won't eat it. So what am I concerned that there's memayid in those achilas of those other lacham? So says the Karen Neira, must be Tosis learned like the third pshan Rashi that the concern of memayid b'achilas sabayim is poshet that will come liday baltashkas. He wants to say, anyway, this is mukha, because like we said, Toysis, the Shita is, you have to be mafish, or they have to make a chumas lach mitoida on 44 chalas, like we said in Toysis, and daf ayin chesim and beis. So anyway, it'll have to be goyris, that there's a meat in a chila of arboim. But however, Rashi Ksaviyat, which the Karnoi did not have, Rashi Ksav goes with Toysis Pshat, and still he does learn, Meshun the b'achila de arbo, and he explains that the concern is, because not that the ones he won't eat it might be chulin, so why am I concerned that he won't eat those chalas? Rather, the concern is I'll eat the wrong ones. I'll only have one set of trumas lachim toida, the other set chulin, and since he won't be able to eat, we won't find enough people to eat all 8, enough kehanim and their families to eat all 8, he'll eat only the ones of chulin, and the ones that are truma with the ones that will be left behind, and those get burned, shalai kedin. So we see, you could learn. So why the Kenner didn't want to say this in Taisus, but Rashi, he learned the gifts of Abba, even though he went with Taisus' pshat. The Gemara continues, Amalir of Ashilev Kahano, Im Isla de Abi Yochanan, the Omar Hifish Chattis Mu'uberes, Beyoldo, Rotsa Ba Meskaper, Rotsa Ba Vlad Meskaper. If you hold like Abi Yochanan, that if it's Mafish Chattis Mu'uberes, you could be Meskaper with either one. Well, I said, we have an Eitzah to bring a Behema Mu'uberes, wait until it becomes Ashatelid, and then you'll bring Shemoinim together with this animal, and you'll make a Tanai. If the one that's Kaim was a Tmura, then it and the Vlad will both be a Toido, because you have 2 Kedushas, and then these 80 Chalas will be for those 2 animals, the Aim and the Vlad. And if it was left was a Toido, then this one will be a Toido, and the Shemoinim will be for those 2 animals, for the mother and the original carbon Toido. Mahai will have a moisa the toido, and the Vlad will be a moisa toido, which is brought without lechem. And Rashi, both Rashi's address, that why over here don't we have an issue of being mafrish the Moises Mitchila, like the Gemara asked on the top of the Amid. So Rashi explains that since Bishar Shafrisha Lehavi Alachad Gufa, Bishar, he was mafish, when there was a Behemu Muberis, he was mafish the carbon to be Toidus, these two animals to be Toidus, the mother and the Vlad. And it was only one Guf, Ba'achshav Kar Miktsasa Ayayayayayay Vlad, therefore, that's not an issue of being mafish Tchilu Lemoises. The Chazanish in Tmura Simulam Gimel Oistes is bothered that in the Gemara right now the Hamid was going, like the Gemara will say in the answer, that Rabbi Yechon held it Mishayri Meshuyer, which means Uber Lavyech Imoy. And if you'd be Mishayer the Vlad and not include in the Kaddush of the mother, that would not become Kaddish. It's not automatically Kaddish. And if that's the case, so why, when you Makdish the, why is that not called be Makdish Tchilu Meshuyer? If you makdish the Vlad, it has no shaykhis to the kedusha of the mother. It's a separate, totally separate kedusha. So what's the mile that it's chad guf? How does it help the gabe that it's not called being makdish tchi mafresh tchi lelemaisis? Ayn shom his teretz. However, in the shiurei, Rabbi Chil Michel Feinstein, he wants to give a passable, make it easier, a pi, when they've a vart from the kedusha of Marnuz Alevi, the Biskarov, in Sefer, in Hilchas Tamura, and in the Omen and Ches in the Sefer, that he says that the Yisoid of Shair Meshuyer and Uba Lav Yechimoy, that's only a Svaro, only Lagabi, the actual Maisa Hektish. That it's called a Maisa Hektish with Neatzmoy. And the Hektish on the mother and the Hektish on the Vlad, each one is a Maisa Hektish with Neatzmoy. It's not Huktish Agav the mother. But he says, but the actual Hakrovis carbon, the Shem carbon, is really one carbon. And the hakrova, the chaloy, as the Rav says, avo bedin karbonos v'chaloyis ma'isa hakrova v'aday do uber nechshav ke'echad me'evareo v'shayich le'imoy bedin hakrova v'chad karbonu. It's still considered one chaloyis carbon. I mean, just the means of making the creating the hektish is separate. If you hold uber lav yachimoyu, however, if you hold uber yachimoyu, then it's one ma'isa hektish on the mother is automatically chal on the vlad. And the lav yechimoy, it's a separate ma'aseh hektish. But the chalois carbon is still one carbon. With this, says Rav Michel, it'd be easier to hear that even with regard to the din of ma'aseh, it would be considered one guf. They are connected. And since you're making hafrosha on the mother, which they have a shaykhis al kaponim to the vlad, therefore the guy with the din ma'aseh, it would also consider one guf, and it wouldn't be considered hafrosha tchila lema'aseh. Still needs a beer, because here we're discussing the actual Maisa Hektish, but he says we can hear it easier, that it should be Legabi Moises, it shouldn't be called Tchila Lafroshes, since the Vlad does have a Shaykhis in the Shem Karbin with the mother. The Mishnah Pei Aleph says, Ha'imer Harei Alei Toido Yavihi V'lachm Min Achulin. As Rashi explains, that once he says Harei Alei Toido, even though he didn't say V'lachmo, he's Mischaiv in both the Zevach HaToido and the Lechem as well. The Lechem Galal Toido. The Mishnah in the next case says, Toida lai min achulin velachmo min hamaiser. The din is yavihi velachmo min achulin. As Rashi explains, kaima the ikir toidas hazevach omer min achulin. The ikir yisem min achulin yavihi hakoil min achulin. He has to bring the lechem from the chulin as well. Not like he's wanted to speak out that it's from maiser. Kaima the omer alai neschayiv bo vahavalei dava shebechayiv. Then he becomes neschayiv in the lechem. And that, it's including the din of Davar Shebechayva, which has to be brought from Chulin. Rashi Ksaviyat also says like this, Yavihi v'lachm min achulin, de lechem shayich basar toido. And once he says, Harei alai toido min achulin, bal korchuch mechayiv belechem. That's the Lashonis of Rashi. Toisus is Lashon, in the Bamasal toido min achulin says, when he says, Chi omer harei alai toido min achulin, nischayiv hakoil min achulin. He has to bring everything from Chulin. Why? The chol davar shebechayva ain't about elam and achulin. And Kaius Tosis continues, v'chi hodr v'omar lach min ha-meiser. When he continues and says, I want to bring the lech min ha-meiser, lo yimotzi hodr be. He can't be chayzer. V'afilu toich le-dibur, even toich le-dibur, as Tosis goes on to explain, that behektish, he can't be chayzer, even toich le-dibur. The Mari Korkis, in Meiser, in Perek Tazayin, in Meiser Kabonois, Halacha Tazayin, is medayik from the Shittas of Tosis, that Toysis is mashma, that only because he first said Toydim in Achulin, and then he said Lach min Ha-Maiser, he has to bring the Lechem as well from Chulin. Because once he said Toydim in Achulin, that included Lechem from Chulin as well, And now he wants to say lechem in a meiser, he can't be choizer, he can't back out. So he's medayik, but if unless he would have said it the other way, he would have said, Hare alai lehovi lechem, lachmi toidim in a meiser, v'toidah, I mean the zevach ha-toidim in a chulin, then it would be chal, since here he's not being choizer, he immediately started off that I want to bring the lechem from the meiser, it would be chal, and we do it to the case of the seifa, and he'd be able to bring yovi k'moshe nodar. However, in Shitas Rashi, the Marikokas is medayik, that he argues. And he holds the aside is since the lechem is nigrar after the ikra toido. Therefore, no matter which way he said it, even if he started right away and he said lechem should be brought from Isa, and then he said the toido should be brought from chulin, it doesn't matter, the lechem would be follow the ikra zevach, and therefore we would have to bring the lechem from chulin as well. The din of the Mishnah would make no difference which order he said it. And like he applies to this, like the Gemara later on explains the difference if he said, Hare alai lechem liftei toidosa shalplaini, that does make sense, because the lechem is nigrar, comes to patter up the toida, but to bring a toida, lemifte lechem, the Gemara says that, me ask that doesn't happen. So we see the ikar is the toida, and the lechem follows the toida, and not the other way around. And that's the side of Rashi. If you look in the Keren Oiro, Ayin Shem and the Hagor, it's also mashra like this. You say that he's understanding there's a machloik is going on over here between Rashi and Tosfos. If he would say the lechem from the Meiser first, if he switched around the order of the Mishnah, if that would be chal or not. The Michas Avram wants to explain what's the bira machloikis. So he wants to say that the Yisayid of machloikis is that what is the Yisayid of the Chiv al-Lechem? Is it the Pshat? And this is how he's going to explain Tosfos. That when one says, Hare alai toido, the reason why he's chayiv in the lechem is because that's also included in his neder of toido. When you say toido, what you're saying is, Hare alai toido, and including toido is toido, all the components of toido, the zevach toido and the lechem. It's included in his loshen of his neder. That's one set. Idumma, the loshen of the neder only is talking about the zevach toido, the carbon. The chiv lechem is a chiv that the Torah places upon him. That one who's chayiv in a zevach ha-toido, it's incumbent upon him to bring with it lechem. That's the carbon. The carbon toido is mechayiv havas lechem. So therefore he says, that according to Tosis, that the side is because of the chiv neder, it's because of his neder. So therefore, Tosis understands that only when he said, Hare alai toido, minachulin, so then the word toida is koil in it, both the zevach toida and the lachmi toida. So then that's why he has to bring it from chulin. So now if he wants to save a lachma min ha-maiser, what in essence he's doing is a chazara. He wants to be choizer and say that, no, I'm not going to bring it from, like it was understood in my loshin, to bring the lechem also from chulin. I want to bring it from maiser. So that toisa says he can't do. He can't be choizer toich le-dibur. But if he initially established the carbon, that I want it to be a lechem from Meiser, that he's allowed to do. Just like he could establish that the Torah could be brought from Meiser, the Torah allows you the opportunity to bring it from Meiser if you originally stated that you want the chiv only to be from Meiser. So you could establish my chiv lechem should also be only from Meiser, and that would be fine. However, Rashi understood that the chiv, the loshen neder is only calling it the chiv is Torah. The zevach atoida, and the lechem is brought because once it's mechuyev to bring a carbon toida, the toyers are placed upon you a chiv to bring lechem, and the lechem is nigra like lashon lashi. It's nigra and tuffle to the toida. It follows if it's nigra after the toida. So once you have a chiv to bring, so it makes no difference if I said toida first or toida last. If the toida, which is the ikra carbon, was my nether was to bring that from chulin, the lechem automatically is bottled to it and is tuffled to it and nigger after it, that has to also be brought from chulin. And with this, he wants to explain the next Rashi on top, who says, "When the diba masel toide mi mois ma'aser sheni velach min nachulin yavi." If he made a nether to doing the toide from ma'aser sheni and the lechem from chulin, he should bring as he was menader. So Rashi would seem to be bothered. He says, "Hoyel k'maisha omar," he could bring the as he spoke out that toida from ma'aser sheni lechem from chulin, hoyel ve'ikir hule mitzvah lovi menachulin, since the ikir is to bring from chulin v'hule ma'aser zevach menachulin kemitzvah, so he didn't bring it the way he's supposed to. L'hachi le'gor lechem basa zevach, Here the lechem should not have to be follow the zevach, and therefore he could establish a chayv on himself to bring the lechem exclusively from chulin and not from ma'aser. Means this kasha is only lechayv l'shitas Rashi that understands that always the lechem. Lechem really doesn't have its own. It's always tufel to the ikir chiyav akarbin, the zevach atoida. So here Rashi said that once the zevach atoida, Rashi was bothered if the zevach atoida was min ha-maiser, then I shouldn't be able to establish to be mechay myself that the lechem should have a different din. It should always be tufel to the toida. That was Rashi's kasha. Rashi answered, since it's shaloikim mitzvasa, therefore I have a right to establish over here the lechem should not be nigger after the toida, and I can make the, I should have upon myself a chiv to bring the lechem from chulin. So to summarize, we're saying that the machloikis Rashi and Toises is if the yisoid of chiv lechem, when he says arei like toida, is that because it's nichlal in the loshin of arei like toida, a nether on lechem as well? Or the pshat is, that the Lashon is only on the Toido, and the Lechem is because the Toido is Mechayiv to bring the Lechem with that Toido. And you can't in any way change that. The Gemara brings the din of Avhuna, that says, Oimer Hare Alai Lechem Ach Me Toido, Maybe Toido Velachmo. My time may the Yoda Hai Gavra the Lechem Beloy Toido Loy Ikriv, he knows he can't have a Lechem without Toido, but Hai Toido Velachmo Komar, he means Toido Velachmo, and this is a Lachmi Toido, which is Saif Milsa Nokat. When he said Lachmi Toido, he means to, I mean, it's just saying the end words, but he means also Toido with its Lechem. So further on, the Gemara asks from a Sefta that says, Oimah Re'elai Toido Beloy Lechem, Mezevach Beloy Nesachim, Koifin Oyusei, we Koifinim, Umevi Toido Velachma. He has to make a Toido Velachma, Mezevach Venesachim. The Gemara's Medayik, Taimo, the Omar, he said Toido, then he has to bring the Toido with its Lechem, with Koifin Oyusei. If he didn't say toida, meaning like he just said harei alai lachmi toida, then he's not mechuyev to bring the toida and lechem. Rather, like the Rashi Saviat says, he won't be chayev to bring anything at all. That's the Gemara's question. So Tosis is bothered. What's the? It's a tema. What's the Gemara's kasha? Here, the whole the pshat in Rav Huna was that soiv milsa nokat. When he says harei alai lechem, he means really, he just said the end of the words, but he means to say toida v'lechem. But in the case over here, with the Gemara's being of diak, harei alai toida b'lei lechem, the diak would be mash in a case where he spoke at the opposite. He says harei alai lechem b'lei toida. There we say we're not koifin oisai to bring toida v'lechem. Only when he says harei alai toida b'lei lechem, only there we're koifin. But where he just said harei alai lechem, there we could say like avhuna, that saif milsenokat, and he means to bring a toida as well. And that we would be mechayivim. It's only we spoke out harei le lechem beloy toido. He was specific. He was clear that I don't want to bring a toido. Then we can't say seif milsa nakat. So there, even Rav Huna be moida, you don't bring. He would not be chayiv. So what's the most kasha on Rav Huna? So Rashi the Mekubetz says in Ois Beis answers that the Gemara's kasha was according to the way that Rabbi Yechon and later on the Gemara brings later on Rabbi Yechon to explain our tesefta. That is going according to the Shita of Beis Hillel, that holds, the Mar means the Machlekes of Beisham Beis Hillel, if you say Tvois Lashon Rishon by Harini Nozim and Agregis Minat Velo, that Beisham says it's a Nozir, and we say Tvois Lashon Rishon, and Beis Hillel says Eini Nozir. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon says that we could say even according to Beis Hillel, and here it's talking about, we said, either Hayisi Aideya, She'ein Noidrin Kach, if I would have realized, that you can't make a nether with being a toida without its lechem, I never would have made such a nether. Rather, I would have made the nether with its lechem. That was his kavano. So explains the shita that just like over there, the pshat is that we since we say he when he said toida b'le lechem, it was a mistake. He didn't realize it can't be brought without lechem. So to speak, we say we'll leave it in the oifin that we'll take just the words harei alai toida and we'll disregard the words of b'lei lechem and therefore be left with harei alai toida, which is mechayivim, a toida with akrovas lechem. So on that, the Gemara makes a dig, the same thing would be for the other way. When he says harei alai lechem b'lei toida, we'll be moikim that he would say, ilu yisi aidei, if I would have known that you can't make such an eder. So I never would have wanted to bring a lechem without toida. I would have wanted to bring a lechem with its toida. So what would we do? The same idea we would leave with, as if he said harei alai lechem. And disregard the b'loy toido. And still, it's mashra, that case would not be mechayivim to bring a lechem b'toido. So here we see now the kavuna that when, even though we have the words Harei Alei Lechem, the words Harei Alei Lechem is not koilin it a toida, and therefore it'll be a good kasha on Ravuna. The Karinoya just adds that we could say the same idea in Beishami as well. Because Meishami, the Yisrael is twice Lashon Rishon, that when he says Hareini Nozi, which is good, even if afterwards he says something that negates it, we disregard it, and we say twice Lashon Rishon, and it's Chal with his first Lashonis. So here too, when he says, the Gemara's Kasha should also be, that, like according to Meishami, when he says Harei Alei Toide B'Lei Lechem, since there's no such thing as being a Toide without Lechem, we disregard the B'Lei Lechem, and Harei Alei Toide is Mechayivim a Toide with Lechem. So too, the deek should be that whoever says according to, if we would say Harei Alei Lechem B'Loi Toido, if you hold like Rav Huna that the Lechem, by saying Lechem, that's Mechayim to bring a Toido with Lechem, so automatically his next words, which he says B'Loi Toido, we'll disregard and we'll remain with the Tvoyis Lashon Rishon Lechem, which would be Mechayim to bring a carbon Toido with Lechem. The fact that it's Meduyik in the Braisa that it wouldn't, therefore the Gemara has a valid question. Here we see, not like Rav Huna. The Gemara further brings another braisa to ask on Rav Huna, Toshma ha'imer harei lai toide b'lei lechem v'zevach b'lei nesachim v'omru loi havei toide v'lachma v'zevach nesachim v'oim, and he says, ilu yisi yedeh shekein, if I would have known ali yisi noider, I would not have made a nether in the first place. I never would have wanted to make a nether at all. Koifin I say, we koifin him to bring a toide with lechem. V'oim aloi shemar v'shamata. And the Gemara explains, what is ma'i shemar v'shamata? So Amr Abaye, shemar means havei toide. Vishamata is Havi Lachma. Rava says Shemar Havi Toide Vilachma. Vishamata is Shaloite Rogel Lasses Kane. You shouldn't be Rogel to make a nether of a Toide without its Lechem. The Svasemis explains that it would seem there's no real Nafkamina just in how to teach the Pasik. So he says there is a Nafkamina. That Rava, that Abai understands Shemar Shemar means you watch the words of your nether. So the words of the nether, he said, Harei Alei Toido. Just when he says Toido, that's Mechayivim. When you have a Toida, you have to bring Lechem. But the Toida itself is just the words of Toida. So Shemar is on the Toida, and Shemat, you have to listen to what the Toida, what the nether was a Mechayiv, was the Lechem. And Rava says, Shemar is Koil Havi Toida V'Lachma. When you say Harei Alei Toida, since that's Mechayiv Lechem, it's included in the nether, it's as if it's included in the nether, Toida and Lechem. This might touch upon what we spoke about earlier in the Mechas Avram, what's exactly included in the nether. And b'shamata is shaloi tehi rogel lasses kein. That's just telling you, you have to listen to the chachamim that you shouldn't be rogel to make such a neder of toido without lechem. And says the Sfasemis, the nafkamin will be in regards to Issabal Yachel. That if the lechem is included in the neder, then there is a Issabal Yachel. And that will be like Rava. And according to Abai, it's not included in the neder. Just mechayiv you to bring, you have to bring lechem because a toido has to come with lechem. Then there would not be Issabal Yachel. The Sefer Michas Ariel just points out that we find a similar discussion in the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches. He discusses a case of a Nazir who made a he was Mekawal Nazirus for 10 days, which the din is a Nazirus Pachas Melamed Yoim, and he's a Nazir for 30 days. Does he have on the remaining days when he was not Mekabel, is there a Bal Yachal on that? And he brings that the stipling Kilus Yaakov in Nazir Simen Beis has rayas that anything that comes Machmas to Neder is included in the Issa Bal Yachal. So if you go with that, he says, then you shouldn't, then Chay, we would not have the Nafkamin of the Sfasemis, because there'll be a Bal Yachal in either case. But it could be there's still, at least there's a Chilik in Pshat, and it could be there'll be the Nafkaminas for other things. The Gemara continues, and it's I'll go on the dinner of the Mishnah of Hi V'Lachma Min HaMaiser. If someone spoke out, Hi V'Lachma should be, that was the Neder Min HaMaiser, Yovi, he should bring as he spoke out, as his neder. So the more questions, Yavi, it sounds like he has to bring it from Iser. Like Sagidu Le Maisi, he can't bring it otherwise. He has to bring it in exactly the way he spoke out, only from Iser. As Rashi explains, that to bring it from Chulin, it should be Tavi La Bracha. Why does he have to bring it? It sounds like he has to bring it only from Iser. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Chista Ami, Rotsa Mevi, Le Rotsa Le Yavi. You have a choice. If you want, you can bring it from Iser. It just means you could bring it from Iser. But, of course, you can bring it from Chulin, and if you do, Tavi Ela Bracha. It's mashba that you could bring it from Maisa, but the best, the Tavi Ela Bracha, would be to bring it from Chulin. However, in the Shur from David Soloveitchik, his Medayik in the Rambam, in Perek Dezayin, Maisa Kabonis, Haloch Yud Zayin, that says that Pirish on this din, Pirish V'Omar Harei Lai L'Havi Toido Mimoyis Maisa Sheni, V'Lachma Minach Chulin, He should bring it like the way like him is neder. If he brings it minachulin, he's yotza. He's mash. He's medayik. That's mash with the ikus to bring it like a neder, which is that minamaiser. That's the key of the neder. If you bring it from chulin, you yotza. That sounds like that's more of a diavit. He just questions. So what's the Gemara's question? Maybe you have to bring it from maiser because that's a ikur fulfillment of the neder. So that remains a question.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.